It's Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Adrian Scabland. This is KNAU's Local News Now. A bill designed to speed up rebuilding efforts on the north rim of the Grand Canyon received a hearing before a key House committee last week. In July, the Dragon Bravo fire burned dozens of buildings in the park, including the 100-year-old Grand Canyon Lodge. During the hearing before the House Committee on Natural Resources, John Dillon, the executive director of the Grand Canyon River Outfitters Association, briefed lawmakers on the wildfire's impact on park staff, local businesses, and gateway communities. Republican Representative Eli Crane introduced the North Rim Restoration Act in October to streamline the federal contracting process and expedite recovery. Officials at Grand Canyon National Park will reopen hotels on the South Rim Wednesday. They closed all overnight lodging earlier this month after a major break in the Trans Canyon waterline that supplies the park. Crews fixed the damaged pipe last week and haven't found any new breaks. Storage tanks on the South Rim are refilling, and officials will keep water restrictions in place until they reach full capacity. The waterline was originally built in the 1960s. Since late October, the 12.5-mile system has suffered three significant breaks. The National Park Service is 2 years into a $200 million effort to replace it. The U.S. Department of Education will reinstate Grand Canyon University's nonprofit status. The Arizona Republic reports it comes after a years-long battle with the federal government and follows an appeals court ruling that the agency had unlawfully rejected the institution as a nonprofit last year. GCU's former parent company was a subject of a racketeering lawsuit alleging that it used deceptive marketing practices. Last spring, the Education Department reversed a nearly $40 million fine levied against the Christian University by the Biden administration after it accused GCU of misleading students about the cost of its doctoral degrees. School officials deny the allegations. The Navajo Nation Council says an appointed special prosecutor has filed a complaint in Navajo Nation District Court against President Boo Nigrin's former chief of staff, Patrick Sandoval. Prosecutor Kyle Naback of Albuquerque was tasked with investigating alleged ethics violations within Nigrin's office earlier this year. In a statement over the weekend, the council says Naback alleges Sandoval violated the law by accepting money on behalf of himself and Nigrin from the company Innovative Electric, which was doing business with the president's office. In a statement Monday, Sandoval said he had yet to receive any official notification of the complaint filed against him and that he learned of it through social media. He called the council's statement political and unfair. Last month, the same prosecutor filed an ethics complaint against President Nigrin and called on him to step down. The Flagstaff City Council is expected to make a final decision on whether to extend its controversial AI license plate camera program today. Some residents have raised questions over privacy and whether federal immigration authorities can access the data collected by 11 AI cameras installed by the company Flock Safety. Police say the cameras are an invaluable tool in quickly solving otherwise challenging crimes like hit and runs. The council entered into a contract with Flock last year. The cameras automatically photograph vehicles that pass them before using AI to check them against crime databases. During a meeting in October, the council sought a middle ground, attempting to limit the camera program while keeping the contract in place. The Democratic Party believes its candidates have a shot at taking control of the Arizona legislature during the 2026 midterm elections. Arizona Public Media reports the party included Arizona in a list of states they'll focus on as they plan to spend $50 million in state races. Arizona has been a lower priority for Democrats in previous election cycles, but it now joins swing states like Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania on the list. Republicans have narrow majorities in both chambers. Democrats haven't controlled the Arizona legislature since the early 1990s. State and tribal leaders are gathering today in Las Vegas for a conference organized by the Colorado River Waters Association. It all comes just a month after negotiators with the upper and lower basin states failed to meet a deadline for a new agreement on how the Colorado River should be shared. KJZZ reports, among the tribal officials attending are those from the Colorado River Indian Tribes, or CRIT, Crit holds the largest and most senior water rights to the Colorado River, and in November, its tribal council passed a resolution granting the river personhood status. It's unclear if that may impact ongoing negotiations, but a new deadline of mid-February has been set for a new Colorado River agreement.
I'm Canadian meteorologist Lee Bowen. Quiet and mild December weather marches on, a very typical La Nina weather pattern that does not favor the southwestern United States whatsoever. High pressure, large and in charge for our Tuesday afternoon. Sunny skies, mountain highs near 60 degrees. Navajo and Apache counties, not quite as unseasonably warm as we are here in the mountains. Call it seasonably cool. Mountain highs Tuesday afternoon, mid-upper 50s. Prescott region, mid-upper 60s. And the Verde Valley in the low 70s, turning a bit warmer mid to late week. And it looks like this pattern holds strong for another 10 days or so.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.